Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm very excited about having our good buddy John Fox back on the show. John is a former, now retired and recovering tax attorney. And I think maybe a former, which I'm sad to say, a professor of tax policy at Mount Holyoke College in Amherst, Massachusetts.
In South Hadley.
South Hadley, just over the notch from Amherst.
Just over the notch.
Just over the notch. I know that.
I retired after 25 years.
I know, and I'm sorry about that because I don't like it, John, that the young people of America don't have access to you anymore.
Well, you know,
As you and I disagree on so many things, I believe you are good for those minds, and I'm sorry they don't have you there.
Well, you're very kind.
Hold my calls, by the way, John.
Yeah, I don't know where that's from, but
that's all right.
The fact is that over the last 2 years now, I've been going into high schools, Jim, and giving one-hour talks to high school juniors and seniors studying economics and U.S. government, U.S. history, about how to think about tax policy, and it has been, it's been wonderful fun. The teachers love it, and
what are the kids saying to you?
It really works. I'm going to create a curriculum for free.
What are the kids thinking about it?
What's that?
What are the kids saying about it?
Well, they apparently really like it. Nobody's ever talked to them about it. I tell them that that since the Iraq War in 2003, our government has run up close to something like $2 trillion of debt because we never had a budget for the war.
Including a Republican and a Democrat.
Both. We never paid for the war. I remind them that Eisenhower back in 1980.
And we haven't paid for the bailout.
Yeah, we're not paying, we don't pay our bills, but I say to the kids, that $2 trillion is going to rest a lot on your shoulders. And they look at me and say, tax policy matters to you.
Do they get it, you think?
They get enough of it. And the teachers later write me these wonderful notes, which say that the students had lots of questions afterwards. So what can you do in an hour? But I tell them that in an hour, maybe I'm optimistic, but they'll know more about how to think about tax policy than 98% of American voters because we never study it.
Well, tax policy really shouldn't be that partisan outside of Washington, D.C.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I mean, I can see why tax policy is partisan inside the Beltway among the political class. But to Americans, Republicans, Democrats, liberals, conservatives, tax policy shouldn't be that difficult, should it?
Well, it's because it is so political, it becomes unusually difficult. It's not an easy subject.
Why isn't tax policy to a non-politician? Why isn't it just common sense?
Well, there's so much that's true about that.
The solutions that you and I've debated are common sense solutions. I mean, even though you and I argue around the fringes, the application and the practicality are common sense.
I completely agree. In my book that I wrote some years ago, If Americans Really Understood the Income Tax, I devoted an entire chapter, I think it was chapter 6, that if you put real conservatives and real liberals together who have no political aspirations, they would agree on most of this stuff. They would disagree on some, but for the most part, there's a lot of common ground if we can only get beyond the politics, but that if is really a tough one.
Chapter 6, page 90. I got the book right in front of me. If America's Really Understood the Income Tax, ladies and gentlemen, that's still an outstanding book. So there's so many things. I talked to a guy earlier today named Scott Smith, who's running as an independent. He wants to tax the settlements on Wall Street. 0.001% of every settlement, he wants to tax them. He says we can pay off We can fund the government, pay off the debt, and almost eliminate income tax for the individuals, the corporations.
Well, I've read a fair amount about that, and
makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
It's complicated. If we have the tax and the rest of the countries around the world don't, it moves transactions overseas. It moves things into areas. So it's very hard.
But look what it does to the Main Street and to the problem. The way we got things are going right now, John, is Wall Street's killing the golden goose, which is Main Street and small businesses.
Yeah, it's an intriguing thing which we ought to examine carefully.
It ought to be part of the debate, right?
It absolutely should be.
JohnOfox.com, is that right still, John?
Yeah,
OfoxOfox.com.
Right.
Check it out, folks. Also, 10 tax questions the candidates don't want you to ask. That's another one of John's books. John and I will be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about something they call the Cadillac tax. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.